Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I'm Jim Blasingame. And glad you're here. We got John Bradbury. We're having a little technical difficulty hooking up with him, but it's just going to be you and me and right for a little bit at least. And we're going to continue to march. And one of the things that may be on your mind is a startup. If you're a small business wannabe, if you're a dreamer, you've got it on your mind, you're thinking about doing it, one of the things that I'd like to encourage you to do is take your time. Now, if you're out of work and if you're trying to make a living, you know, sometimes taking your time, being patient, and doing it the right way is a little bit hard to do, right? Because you got to make something happen. But I will tell you this, you need to realize this, doing it the wrong way, doing it too fast, doing it out of desperation is not a good way to go either. All it'll do is give you false hope and get you farther behind. And one of the things you have to make sure that you do is take your time and when you're starting a business, because if you start a business the wrong way, undercapitalized every small business startup is undercapitalized, basically. But still, there are ways to be undercapitalized so that you don't fail. And somebody who knows all about that is our friend John Bradbury. John is the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success. He's an expert in this area, and he's with us now. John, welcome back to the show.
Jim, how are you this morning?
Good to have you back, John, as always.
Thank you.
Hey, John, I was just telling the audience that, if you're unemployed, you're trying to feed your family, you're trying to make a living, and you're tired of looking for a job, and you want to start your own business, and even if it's the right thing for you, even if you being a small business owner is a better thing than you being an employee, doing it the wrong way is not a solution, even though it seems like you think you're doing the right thing because you're doing something. But if you do it the wrong way, if you get started the wrong way, then you're taking a good idea and you're making it worse. What do you think?
I agree. I think in that situation where your funding is thin, it's probably the moment that you need to be most prepared and to ask the toughest question so that you give yourself the greatest chance of success.
I don't know how many times I've seen people in that situation. And let me be honest here, John. I was in that situation. In 1989, I'd been downsized. I was downsized twice. talk about bad luck. I was downsized twice in the late 80s. And the last time I said, I had two teenagers and two mortgages.
Wow.
I needed to do something. So I started my business, I started very small. It grew and grew and grew, and we toughed it out. But if I know what it's like to be a little bit desperate. But desperation has more of a tendency to ultimate failure than it is ultimate success, doesn't it?
It does, and great businesses aren't created overnight, typically. There are sometimes opportunities that you find a particular market opportunity comes your way, and it's important to do what you can to seize that window of opportunity. But, the reality is great businesses, and I've heard you say this over and over, great businesses are the accumulation of doing many things mm-hmm. the right way mm-hmm. over typically a long period of time.
Well, one of the things that I would like to tell people if they're starting a business, if you're starting a small business from scratch and you have obligations, You just have to understand that you're not going. I mean, I think you just need to deal to you've got to come to terms with the fact that in the beginning, you're not going to be able to solve all of those family needs, those all those things that, your family needs to do that you were able to solve when you were an employee. You're not going to be able to get your business out of the ground and make it successful and solve all of those. There's something's going to have to give somewhere, isn't it, John?
That's right. And one of the things I recommend to founders is we take them through a series of questions, and we call it a founder readiness assessment. Mm-hmm. And one of the questions on there has to do with we call it family support and alignment.
Yeah.
And it's important to upfront get very honest with the people in your life who depend on you what this is going to entail. And I've seen founders who try to shield their family from their own stress. Mm. That's completely understandable.
Yep.
And they paint a rosy picture, or they don't want to share that maybe revenues aren't as strong as they'd hoped. And at some point, you know, it all comes home to roost, right?
Well, that's exactly it. All gets revealed eventually, doesn't it?
And it's more stressful at that point than it ever would have been
right. Had
they sat down and said, listen, this is, you know, we're going to have to cut corners. We're going to have to make some sacrifices. Here's the strategy that I'm taking with the business. And, you know, do whatever you can as much as possible to see what kind of support that you have. And, you know, honestly, I've seen quite a few potentially good business ideas kind of stall out because the founder or the founder's family just couldn't stomach the risk and the stress of that.
And the founder didn't find out in advance what the level of stress and what the level of acceptance the family would provide them. Or they never, as you said earlier, they never checked with the family to see what they were willing to do, or to ask them, you know, to buy into this thing. You've got to,
right.
It's got to be a family program, doesn't it?
That's right. And on the other side of the coin, on the positive side of the coin, I've seen, I'm sure you have seen as well, family members who have become incredibly supportive. And, you know, you may be surprised at how much lift your business can get.
Oh, yeah.
When you have more people behind you than you thought.
And it's not bad. It's not bad character building for your kids to see you go through that, folks. Don't miss an opportunity to let your kids see you struggle a little bit. It's not a bad thing, in my opinion, for that to happen in the family. We're going to be right back with John Bradbury. His book is called Six Secrets to Startup Success. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.